The new movie Roger Dodger features a man trying to make a good impression on a great number of women. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says how he does that is the movie's strength.
Manhattan advertising copywriter Roger Swanson is the kind of mesmerizing talker who can take over a movie as surely as a great raconteur can dominate a dinner table. And in Campbell Scott, the part has the kind of gifted, assured actor who can turn it into one of the defining roles of a lifetime.
All right, here we go. Get this straight. Sex is everywhere, okay? It is all around us. It's not some distant destination. It's not Everest. It is right here. You have to attune yourself to it. You have to bring yourself into alignment. You have to find the zone, Nick, okay? Do that, and I promise you, a whole world will open up.
The savagely articulate Roger is a tireless would-be seducer, self-confident, and oblivious to rejection. Roger is forever on the prowl for women. He prides himself on his knowledge of the opposite sex, but Roger has a pimp's contempt for women, a view of them as simple beings who can be manipulated, controlled, and bent to his will.
You're relatively new at the company? Maybe you moved to New York from somewhere else, somewhere friendly. First, you took pride in being alone. You want to make a name for yourself in the big city. After a while, you started thinking how it might be nice to meet somebody. Winter's not far off and gets lonely sometimes.
Campbell Scott's performance as Roger is the film's glistening and provocative centerpiece. But one of the best things about it is that it does not obliterate the work of the rest of the cast. Rather, it actually feeds everyone else's acting. This is especially true with Jesse Eisenberg, the fine young actor who plays Roger's 16-year-old nephew Nick, just in from Ohio, in search of lessons in love. Eisenberg gives Nick an appealing earnestness that strikes the right balance between being awkward and having a nascent sense of himself.
You know, the good thing about college is you get to hang out a lot. It's good for the social skills, yeah.
Yeah.
So, my mom says you're kind of, like a ladies' man.
She said that?
Yeah, but she says it like it's a bad thing.
Equally strong are the two women, played by Jennifer Beals and Elizabeth Berkley, who inexplicably hook up with the heel and his apprentice at a bar. They provide convincing foils to counter Roger's attacks.
Oh, so you could deal with never being heard. You could deal with never being taken seriously.
If I had something that needed saying, I would wait till right after sex.
No, think seriously for a second. Just, stop saying the obvious thing. Think what it would be like if on every bus there were huge pictures of your naked body.
This astute film was written and directed by Dylan Kidd, who directed industrial films and videos for years before getting the chance to make his debut feature. The picture, however, belongs to Campbell Scott. He does not ordinarily play characters this corrupt, so it was a stroke of good fortune for Roger Dodger that he took the role. Without seeming to try, he gives Roger a forlorn, almost wistful presence, making you want to give the character the benefit of the doubt.
I want you to leave right now.
You want me to leave and go where?
Think very hard about what you're doing.
Go where, Joyce? Where do you want me to go?
With Scott in the lead, director Kidd has made the rare film that's more interesting and complex than it sounds. It's a feature that shares with its characters a willingness to take risks and ends up, like them, in places we would never expect.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.